5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get ready for a history lesson, because today is the anniversary of this.
In 1947, a local rancher found what he claimed to be a flying saucer that had crashed on his land. When the story leaked, sensational news reports made Roswell a symbol of government conspiracies to cover up the existence of visitors from other planets.
It's Anna and Raven. Yup. If you saw aliens last night, you know why. They're coming back.
Well, I mean, or you believe that they've been here the entire time.
You believe in aliens?
At this point. I do believe in aliens. I think it's a mathematical certainty. I think that the universe is so large, we have no idea how big it is. I don't think that our understanding of aliens is necessarily in correlation as to what they'll be, but I believe that there's something alive out there somewhere.
Okay.
It would be a very human quality for us to assume that we are actually the center of the universe.
Yeah. But why haven't we seen them?
Yeah.
More?
They're just really good.
They how come they only go
built
to like
in
the
camera
Midwest?
Jamming software
like
in their skin.
Unless you have a cornfield somewhere. It's like they have no interest in you. It doesn't make sense to me, right?
Well, I guess it's true. Or nuclear weapons or anything like that.
Yeah.
Something that would push technology. Right.
I don't know. But if you've ever wondered what space smells like, it goes hand in hand with this. NASA is actually making a space perfume. I just don't understand.
Wait a minute. This is not for the anniversary of Roswell, right? It's just randomly NASA is coming out with a space perfume at this point, cologne.
I always wondered, like, what do the spaceships smell like? But I never wondered what space in general smells like.
So wait a minute. So is the cologne supposed to smell like what, you know, space in general smells like, or humans smell like in space? Because, you know, there's no showers. You're basically baby wiping for 6 months.
You know, like when you walk into Old Navy and you pick up a shirt that's been sitting in that pile and it's got that smell, and you know that smell, and it's kind of like Old Navy smell.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Basically, what NASA has set out to do is they wanted to create a perfume to capture the essence of what space smells like and what the astronauts smell when they get there.
Well, it's very crafty of them because, number one, you know, I mean, just like Roswell, if you weren't there and you didn't see it, then we don't really know.
Right.
So if you've been to they could tell us anything smells like the space station, and we would have no idea whether or not they were telling the truth. What do they say it smells like?
Astronauts describe the smell as a mix of gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum. Who wants to wear that?
Who is smelling gunpowder on a regular basis?
Well, a lot of them say it's the smell of the gun after it's been fired, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Don't fire a gun in space, by the way.
I don't think you should do that.
No.
No.
You should not.
Right. So when you're trying to figure out, am I going to wear my Dolce & Gabbana light blue perfume?
Right.
Or should I just use this, what's it called? Smell of the moon. That's what it's called.
Smell of the moon. Smell of the moon.
Which one are you going to choose? Because I don't know if I'd want to smell like gunpowder, seared steak, and a raspberry.
Yeah, in space, again, I'm not sure that it even matters, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're all stuck in that bubble one way or the other. So whatever somebody comes in smelling like, you're going to be living with for a while.
What do you think the aliens smell like? Like, when you smell an alien, let's say, like, that day finally comes where they're here. They knock on your door. They're like, hey, I'm an alien.
Right. I'm here. Get your camera out. Today's the day we're going to do the proof. But when you go to hug up on them.
Right.
Right.
You get that whiff. Because I know exactly what it's like.
What do you think it smells like?
You know the smell when it's going to rain? Like that smell? Like, you don't know how to describe it.
But that fresh kind of smell.
No, it's like, it's almost a musky rain smell. That's what aliens smell like.
I was going to go for laundry that dried in a damp room.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like when somebody just, like, you smell something and it's kind of funky, But you know your friend actually showers and is a clean person.
Yeah.
But you're just like, why can they be so silly about the way they dry their clothes? A dehumidifier, people.
Would you rather smell like the smell of the moon perfume that NASA's making?
Yeah.
Or the smell of the alien that we just created?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go with the smell of the moon, the gunpowder, the rum, the raspberry, and the seared steak.
Yeah, agreed.
That's my plan.